At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Gambler.
Early Afternoons with Black and Abdallah.
Aaron Rodgers has yet to make a decision about whether or not he wants to play. Right now, they only have the two quarterbacks on their roster, one of them being Will Howard, who we don't know what he's going to do. So Albert Breer, in his Monday Morning Quarterback piece, wrote that right now Aaron Rodgers is on the same timeline that he was last year, which means a decision could come not until mid-June. Okay.
What the hell? I don't understand this process of a decision. What is this process for Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I mean, he's seen how these phone calls go, you know?
Okay.
Maybe that means a decision will come in June. Maybe it will happen sooner. If the answer is no, then the Steelers could turn to Kirk Cousins.
Oh, wow. That's nightmare fuel for Steeler fans.
Is it, though?
Yes, yes, it is. He can't move. He can't move anymore.
Neither can Rodgers.
Yeah, but Rodgers is a higher quality quarterback.
I'm not disagreeing with you there. Rodgers is a better quarterback.
Black and Abdallah, weekdays noon to 3 on The Fan Upstate.
Upstate.
At both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Lexercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Live scores, sharp options, no waiting till tomorrow. BetMGM Tonight is back.
All right, welcome on back. BetMGM Tonight, Westwood One Sports. He's Brad Evans, I'm Pat Boyle. The phone number to join the show is 310-840-4910. Coming up at the top of the hour, 9 p.m. Eastern, the great Eddie Johnson will join us, the 17-year NBA vet, Phoenix Suns color analyst, and the man that put the J in jump shot is going to join us at the top of the hour. Can't wait for that. Quick scoreboard update. My Knicks, they have quickly gotten it together, Brad, after a very slow start. They started off 2-for-11 from the field as a team, and since then, the Knicks are 12-for-20. That's 60%. And so they're shooting 45% for the game. They've only made 1 out of 13 threes, and yet, after an early deficit, the Knicks are already up by 9, 31-22, with 8:23 left to go in the second quarter. So very quick turnaround indeed, and I think the Knicks are going to put their foot on the pedal very shortly in this game. Let's get to a little segment here, Brad, that you are calling Blind Rank. You and Combs coming up with this one here, so I guess, Combs, if you want to jump on, or Brad, whoever, take this, take the lead here. What are we doing with Blind Rank? Break this thing down for us.
So Blind Rank, I am going to give you a list of five players. Today, I'm going to give you a list of five players. As we play this game more periodically, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. But today I'm going to give you a list of five names. You guys, as I reveal one name at a time, are going to give me your ranking and where to put them. You don't know what the next name is going to be. And so at the time, you don't get to change your rank either. So if I give you a name, you put them at three, they stay at three. You put them at one, they stay at one. And you don't get to change your rankings. And we'll see how your list ranks out. And then at the end of it, obviously you always look at it and be like, oh, I would have ranked it this way, blah, blah, blah. We only got a limited amount of time, so we're going to get right to it. Let's go with the first name. These are all players who retired after the age of 40. So going after your 40s, your Mount Rushmore thing. Let's go with Satchel Paige, who retired at the age of 59. Pat, where would you rank Satchel Paige?
Now, these are all just over 40 athletes. This isn't just baseball players, right?
Correct. Correct.
All right. So I know Satchel Paige was still pitching well into his 40s. I'll go the easy way out here. I'll put him at three.
Brad?
That's exactly where I was going to put him, but I feel very confident there's going to be some bigger names. I'm going to go one step below you. Number four for the great Negro League sensation, Satchel Paige.
All right. Yaromir Yager, who retired at the age of 54. Brad, where did you rank Yaromir Yager?
He played hockey?
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah, no disrespect to Yager. He's one of the greats all time. And the fact that he literally played into his 50s and was still playing in the NHL when, what, he was like 47, 48, I think, is incredible. But, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and hope that there's bigger names on this list. So I'll put him at five as well.
All right. So you guys both put him at five. And just so you guys know, I went with names that I knew would not be on your Mount Rushmore. So there might not be bigger names. Mm-hmm. You never know. All right.
Oh, okay. I'm in trouble.
Serena Williams, who retired at the age of 41. Well, hasn't technically yet retired, but hasn't played since 2022. Brad, where would you put Serena?
Serena's got to be number three. Venus was a pretty damn good tennis player. Serena obviously crushed it when she was on the court. And she could dance. I've seen it. Super Bowl halftime.
All over Drake.
I'm going to go ahead and put Serena Williams at number one. 23 Grand Slam titles. That's one shy of Margaret Court for the all-time record. One of the most dominant tennis players we've ever seen in the entire sport. You can make the case she is the most dominant, regardless of gender. I will put Serena at number one.
All right. George Foreman, who retired at the age of 48. Pat, where are you putting George? Not his grills.
Oof. Then his grills. Two-time world heavyweight boxing champion, won it in 73, and then famously getting it again, what was he, 40-something? I mean, it was what, he's the oldest heavyweight champ, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's pretty incredible on its own. I'm gonna put George Foreman at number four.
Brad, two or one?
And I'm going to put George Foreman at numero uno just because, true story, I did have a Foreman grill.
All right. And last one, Warren Moon, who retired at the age of 44.
Oh! God, what America! Oh.
So, the both...
I got a card right here!
Both have Warren Moon at number two, because that's your last slot for both of you. Now, looking at the list, favorites. Quickly, looking at your list now, where would you rank Warren Moon? It's the only one I will allow you to talk about who you would change.
I would have changed. I'll take it first here real quick. He would have gone number one for me. One of my all-time favorite players. Because, again, I was a kid in San Antonio, Texas, when I really fell in love with the NFL. Screw the Cowboys. I was always a Houston Oilers guy. That's why I love the prettiest spiral ever thrown in the NFL, Mr. Warren Moon.
I'd probably keep him there as well. Brad, fun show, brother. Can't wait to do it again with you tomorrow, and we'll bid you adieu, man.
Yeah, the Cubs suck. See ya.
All righty, we're going to talk to the Jump Shot, the man that put the J in Jump Shot when we come back. Eddie Johnson joins us here on BetMGM tonight when we return.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Man, I love seeing the old gang at these reunions.
Did you see Brian? He's in better shape than he was 25 years ago. How is that even possible?
Yep, I ran into him a few weeks ago and had to ask. He told me he started taking Nugenix Total T2.
The testosterone booster?
Yeah, but it's way more than that now. It also skyrockets your nitric oxide in as little as 3 hours. I started taking it right away and I'm already seeing results.
I was wondering what you were doing. You seriously crushed me in that pickup game last week.
Yep, after 40, energy, strength, drive, it all starts going downhill. But with T2, I feel like my old self again. Stronger, leaner, and my energy is way up. My wife even noticed a difference. They're giving out complimentary bottles right now. Just send them a text.
Text back to 215-215 for your complimentary bottle of new Nugenix Total T2. Text now and you'll also get a free bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our most powerful fat incinerator. That's BACK to 215-215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Product not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
To receive your complimentary bottle, you just pay shipping and handling. Ordering your complimentary bottle enrolls you in paid subscription unless you cancel before the end of the
day. The Fan Upstate.
Here's how to get in the game.
On your radio at 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg.
Listen on your phone, download the Odyssey app, and search The Fan Upstate.
There's a whole lot more to know about sound if you really want to go into the subject.
Your smart speaker. Just say, play 97 The Fan Upstate. On your HD radio at WFBC HD3.
Oh, there's just one more thing.
And on your computer at
TheFanUpstate.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.